Editor's note. Mr. Catter writes in response to the Beta Day article, Northern Town calls for better communication for highway closures. I wish to submit this letter to your community regarding the effects of a highway closures, especially Highway 11. The community of Cochrane, Ontario is requesting better highway closure communication from the OPP, MTO, thus easing the burden of knowing, for how long? Please allow me to share my thoughts, as some probably have the same effects on your community. You have two highways, they have one? The community submitted a letter to the Solicitor General, as the mayor stated, that those living along Highway 11, it is paramount when there is a closure. The OTA, Ontario Truckers Association, performed a survey, Fall 2023, which found that there should be more passing lanes, rest spots, and improved training for CMV, commercial motor vehicle, operators. Highway closures will still happen regardless. Having major truck traffic going through a community with no other route alternatives is a call for disaster. In Cochrane's case, a bypass might be a solution, but as per Google Maps, there are other routes that can be used to get into Cochrane, but there may be weight restrictions for the CMVs. I noticed that there was no mention of the 511 notifications, and two community staff mentioned there are alternative routes, but did not say which ones. In my opinion, the OPP, MTO do their best to make notifications and get traffic moving as soon as possible, safely. Google Maps is a great tool when traveling our major highway, S1117, and if one hears of closure, they may have time to find and take an alternate route. I think the main and biggest concern to a community that is affected by a highway closure simply comes down to business dollars. I wish to leave you with a thought and fact. Places like Burke's Falls, South River, Trout Creek, and Sundridge are all bypassed. Prior to the bypass, I recall those communities saying that their businesses would close. In Timmins, we have been requesting a bypass, avoiding the main roadway, Algonquin Boulevard, technically Highway 101, since 1976, and when this road is closed, there is panic and frustration, but luckily we have alternative routes that can be used, but only during a closure. Again, business dollars. Thank you. Gary Cater, Timmins.